Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
All right, so we're at the first ever Icon event, and I have
Stan Pierre-Louis, President and CEO of the Entertainment Software Association.
Congratulations. It looks like it's been successful so far, right? So you guys haven't done an event in a very long time since the early days of E3. How's it been the process of coming back and having events again?
Well, we have enjoyed thinking about how to bring people together again. E3 was an amazing experience, not only for us, but for the entire video game community. It was an opportunity, yes, to show off new games and devices, but it also allowed people to come together. You got to see people from different companies and different parts of the industry in one place at one time. And it also had the effect of creating a halo around the industry in that moment. Everyone was paying attention to the news that would come out and what new games were going to be available and who did and said what. COVID obviously made us all rethink about what events we do and what our priorities are. And I think for a lot of companies, they realized that they were able to reach the audiences they wanted to reach through digital means. You know, E3 was really created as a way for the video game industry to connect with retailers to know what was coming down the pipe, because that was a physical world. You needed to know how many games you were going to be producing to get onto pallets by the fall to get in there for the end of the holiday season. Today's video game distribution release cycle is anytime and anywhere, and it's increasingly digital. And so that meant the need for a show where people were on a floor demonstrating a game became a little less relevant. And so time came for us to think about something different. What we thought was missing in the landscape was not only a convening moment, because there are events in the video game space that look at game development or that speak to leadership within the industry. What was missing for us was, what is the role of games in the larger business community and the larger business ecosystem? And how do we create an opportunity for our industry to come together, but also to bring other industries together around interactive entertainment? And that's what makes this show exciting, is we're really creating a cross-section of industries all surrounded around this technology that's enhancing a lot of other industries.
And how difficult was it to get everybody involved to be part of this event for the first time? It's been a while for you guys to have something like this.
Sure. Well, it took us a while to figure out what we would be adding to the conversation. Now, as I said, if you're concerned about game development, there are great events around that. If you want to release a product, there are opportunities to do that. So we didn't want to replicate what was in the marketplace. We also didn't want to create a summit or an event where it wasn't going to be meaningful to participants. So what grew out of our thought process was bringing this cross industry together. And so, you know, later today on stage, you'll have the team that makes the Mortal Kombat game, mm-hmm, with the folks who wrote the Mortal Kombat movie, which premiered last night. And just to talk about what that process was like and how video game IP feeds into, you know, film and television content. So we wanted to show that in other kinds of ways that interactive entertainment and video game characters and technologies fuel other industries.
And I also seen a couple of the panels where it's oral keynotes where it's like the Red Cross is involved, you know. So like, how was it like selecting, like, okay, this is like the right group or right company or person to speak about so-and-so? Because I feel like a lot of other events is always going to be about just that one industry, but here's like a mix of a lot of things.
Yeah.
It all relates in
some of it you can plan ahead, and some of it because it becomes serendipitous. So you talked about the International Red Cross. You know, we were so the Entertainment Software Association represents the video game industry in a number of fronts, a lot of policy work. And we were actually working in Geneva with our counterparts in Europe on economic trade matters. And at the same facility, the International Red Cross was demoing a headset that they use to train their workers who have to go into dangerous areas sometimes. And they've got to have a conversation with someone to get health outcomes properly. And so how do you train people? And so they came up with this interactive device to help train their workers. If they've got to communicate and negotiate with a warlord, how do you do that? And so they created all these characters to work with. And we thought, that's a really interesting use of technology in a way that we probably don't think about. But if you work at Walmart or UPS, you're using VR headsets to get onboarded. And so there were all these opportunities that we knew that we could bring together, and then others developed as part of the conversation. You know, NASCAR heard about this event and reached out and said, we've got a simulator that our drivers use. We'd love to demo it at ICON. And so these are tools that are used in the field today by practitioners, by professionals. And for us, it's an opportunity to elevate the industry beyond games. And so for us, we know the value of games, and we know the community appreciates what games do. We wanted to surface all the other things that games and the video game industry impact, because that helps our industry overall. It expands the influence that we have, because people get to see what we do and what we influence.
So I know E3 was always during the summer to prepare ourselves for what's coming winter and early of the year after, right? So why was this was like the right time to have ICON? Was there any particular reason, or it was just the right time just to do it?
There were some various options, and there's never one reason. I do think that we were trying to be careful not to interfere with some of the other big events that our industry has, because we don't want to interfere with the success they've had. And we frankly like going to those events. So I think part of it was that it's not interfering with any major events here in the US. And then I think you have to look at a number of factors of when speakers might be available and what time of year makes the most sense for the kinds of businesses we want to bring in. And so we landed on this time slot. So far, it seems like it's been a success, but this is day one. We're going to day two and then be able to see what everything was like by the end of it. But I think we were trying something different and trying to find a moment where it would still be meaningful for the business cycle without interfering with other programs.
Now, because a lot of changes have been happening in the industry where, you know, layoffs and stuff, a lot of the people have been creating their own indie studios, right? Maybe they would like to participate in this type of event the next year or so, right? So like, how is the process for indie studios or indie developers if they would like to be part of the conversation and maybe be part of the event the next?
Yeah, our goal is to create a big tent. Our goal is to bring in, yes, the large companies, but also the indies, because they all play a role in creating and sustaining this industry. So from our perspective, we are an open book on this. We want to bring in the video game community to be a part of what ICON is looking to do. But we also want to look to other industries. We want to make sure that they're recognizing what we do on stage tomorrow. The New York Times will be talking about why Wordle and other games support journalism, because so many people now have a subscription to the New York Times because of the game section. Mm-hmm. And you're beginning to see that games now are, people are having fun playing, but it's now supporting other business models beyond the games themselves. And so those are the kinds of stories we want to surface. So game developers are going to be a part of that. And the talent from our industry also fuels the work in other industries. All these simulations, whether it's for pilots or drivers, or even looking at the impact on the environment over time and making data visualization, that's interactive entertainment technology. Mm-hmm. And so we want to demo that and bring it to the surface so that I think others see the value that games bring and really applaud it.
Yeah, I'm super curious about like the process. Like, is that something where a lot of the like New York Times or whoever, Netflix, they will approach to you guys, or is it something combination of both?
Well, it's a combination, yeah.
But you have an idea like this will work, maybe have so-and-so to be part of a conversation with another.
Yeah. I think like any other conference here, there are a couple of things about any event that you run. The first is you got to get someone in to get someone else in. Right?
Yeah.
Well, who else is coming, right? So you got to start with that. And then you start thinking and brainstorming with your team around like, what are areas where games show up that no one talks about? Or what are areas where games or game technology is present, but they're not talking about it? And so we do a lot of outreach, because we also have to explain what this is. It's the first one of its kind. Mm-hmm. So you can say it to someone, but they're like, no, am I going to commit the time and energy and resources to participate and be there? I think having the lineup we have for the first year will demonstrate for future years what this can look like. And that's what excites us about what this ended up being. Some of it was us doing some outreach and really trying to persuade people to come. And then some of it was, like I said, NASCAR knocking on the door and saying, we'd love to be a part of this. And that was gratifying. It meant that we were doing our job and the word was getting out. And we just feel a lot of gratitude around everyone who's participating.
how good it felt, you know, being on stage opening, you know, once it started. Because, you know, I know you guys have been working on this for a while.
Yeah.
And seeing the room completely full.
I'll give it my funny answer and my real answer. Yeah. My funny answer is, whenever you're watching the Oscars or the Grammys, the person you want to see least is the person who runs the events. Yeah. So I recognize we're launching this event. I've got to be the one to say welcome and thank you. And I've got to be in and out. So I think it was a great moment to be able to represent all the people who had worked on this together to make it a reality. And so that felt really good. But I also know that, like, I'm followed by Andrew Wilson and Strauss. And that. So these are, and just for your listeners, you know, Andrew Wilson's the chairman and CEO of Electronic Arts. Strauss Zelnick is the chairman and CEO of Take-Two Interactive. Those are the first two of many speakers we're going to have today and tomorrow. So those are the kinds of executives and thought leaders who make this conference exciting. And so I felt privileged to be the one to kick it off, but I also felt like, let's get to the main show, which is the people who are making this and other industries so vibrant.
Yeah, I mean, it's very impressive, like seeing the lineup of the panels and keynotes, like having a lot of the higher-ups where they usually don't go to events to speak, you know? So like having multiple in 2 days, event, you know, that's very impressive.
Yeah, we were excited that we could land them. And to their credit, it was, how can I help? Which was really gratifying because you're right. They don't show up to a lot of other conferences. You might see them at investor relations meetings or on CNBC. You might see them in that capacity. So it was great to be able to bring them live to people to hear from them directly.
Yeah, I know there was we had a conversation of this with my wife and I. We talked about, you know, seeing events, you know, that's been happening throughout the years, right? But there was no event for like investors to learn more about the industry.
Yeah.
And it's been like that for a while. How was the process of getting them involved also to be part or just to attend this event?
You know, investment is such a large part of our industry today. Mm-hmm. And as we heard in one of the talks by IDG Intelligence, when you see where the industry is going, there's a lot of investment opportunities, but there are also a lot of headwinds in the industry right now where people are trying to navigate what's going on. Mm-hmm. So investment becomes a really important part of the growth story of our industry. Having them here is important because we want to connect them with the leadership as well. So it's symbiotic. If you're bringing leaders from the video game industry, leaders from the sports industry, leaders from healthcare, finance people, we're going to be a part of that conversation as well. And so for us, that makes it exciting for all the parties involved because it's part of the ecosystem that they thrive on.
No, and this is a perfect time too, because, you know, there's a lot of things that have been happening, you know, with the economy, but also for them to see confidence of like everything's happening with the industry, the changes has been happening because, you know, 10 years from that before, it was very different than how it is now, right, when it comes to gaming. So that's why I had to ask that question about them being involved to be part of it.
Oh, yeah. And many of them have been scouting at our industry for a number of years. We've been traditionally a growth industry that's been hidden. So it's really interesting. If you look at the press that other mediums of entertainment get, it's just enormous. Their revenues are a fraction of video game revenues. And so how do we get additional press beyond our industry, where we obviously get a lot of game press? But where is the next financial journal or general news organization? Where are they on games? And how are they talking about our growth story? So part of this is also for us a nice way of humanizing games for the broader press. Because, you know, 2-3 times what the movie industry might be on a global basis, but they're getting 3-5 times the amount of press. Now, part of it's the product they're releasing. And you can release more movies than games at that scale. But it is also the case that we command more financial attention and financial growth. And so how do we establish for those reporters and those journals that we should be getting a lot more attention? And that's an opportunity that I hope ICON can help with.
Yeah, you know, I would love to see in the future is also politicians to learn about our industry, come to an event like this. You know, in the past, they will blame games for different reasons, you know. So, like, for them to come and to learn and learn about the business, I think that will be super helpful for our industry in general. So, is that something you guys maybe will do in the future? Have, like, them passing by or attending an event like this?
We would love that to happen. I know we couldn't work that out this year because on the federal side, the Senate and the House are both in session this week.
Yeah.
So this week wouldn't work out for that. And you never know their schedule until a few months out because they can change. And I think this week was open for a while, then it closed because there's a lot happening in Washington. We do have a political panel of two people who look at the future of tech from different perspectives, but just to talk about issues that are going to impact not just the video game industry, but tech in general. And they are people who have worked in different administrations. And so they can talk about how policymakers think about games and the impact that games can have on future policy. I'll also say that, you know, the younger members of legislatures at the state and federal level grew up playing games. So you're starting to have people who understand and appreciate games, but they also have their own opinions on games and game companies. So you end up having people who understand the industry, but you still have to persuade them, but from a place of more depth. So that's been exciting to have people who actually love games. And actually, there's a member of Congress who is still a game developer and has a small company that makes games that gets released on all the major platforms.
That's right.
So you've got a natural born ally, in a sense, to be able to talk about the impact that games can have, because he speaks to it very organically because he grew up playing games and then he makes games, which is fantastic.
Really cool to see a lot of them use games to interact with the young crowd, for them to register to vote and everything like that. So that's another thing too.
Yeah.
Now, my question to you is, why Vegas? Why having the event in Las Vegas? Do you see yourself and the team having events elsewhere, or do you think this is like the perfect area to have ICON in the future?
I think we wanted to start here because, you know, Vegas makes events easy. I want to say that Vegas has various sizes. Anything you need, they really do a great job of helping you host. I think we'll see what we learn from here and figure out, is Vegas a permanent home or do we move it around? But we thought for the first one, it's a fun location. It's easy to get to from the West Coast. It's got a lot of variety of spaces. And we just thought this might be a good launching pad. We'll see what the next ones are like, but it felt like this was an opportunity. And, you know, the Fountain Blue was just a great host. It's a beautiful property. It's relatively new. It's in a different section of town and on this.
So what's next after you guys, after ICON?
Well, at ESA, you know, we serve as the voice and advocate for the U.S. video game industry. And so this is a business summit we're putting together. We do some media work, but we also host political events, or I should say events for people in the political world. So this June or July, we will have a demo for congressional staff on Capitol Hill for companies to demonstrate the latest and greatest games they have, but also some of the technologies, so that members of Congress and their staff can just play with things. So we'll do something like that. And then we'll host smaller events around the industry. But we're always looking for ways to demonstrate the positive impact games have on society, culture, and the economy. Mm-hmm. And whether it's one-on-one meetings or these kinds of events on Capitol Hill or something like this, where we're bringing the business communities from a variety of sectors together, we want to show that games have a positive effect on the things that we do, not just here in the States, but around the world.
Well, I just want to say congrats to you and the team, and I can't wait to see what's next for you.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to be on your platform and to share what ESA is trying to do.
Awesome. Thank you.